You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
So many shows, not enough time. Hello and welcome to West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. Today we have a very small but mighty episode for you. The lovely and talented Lara Scott got to speak with Bryce Charles, who is playing Sarah in the Pasadena Playhouse production of Ragtime the Musical. Let's listen.
It's Curtain Zeb on a mini-episode of West of Broadway. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, and my co-host, celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong, is with us in spirit today. Now, Pasadena Playhouse is taking on one of its most ambitious productions yet, and that's saying something because I've seen some incredible shows there with Ragtime the Musical. We're talking 21 actors, a 16-piece orchestra. Ragtime is returning to L.A. starting February 5th, more than two decades after its premiere at the Schubert Theater. Remember the Schubert Theater in Century City? Now, one of those actors is Bryce Charles, who plays Sarah. I am so thrilled to have the chance to talk with her today and find out all about her role in this production. Bryce, welcome to West of Broadway.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be speaking with you.
Well, now, are you guys rehearsing right now? Because the show is opening in just a couple of weeks as we're talking today on January 22nd.
Yes. So today is a rehearsal day. And right now we're on our lunch break. And then after that, you know, we're going to dive right back into running the show.
Yes. Now, how long do you guys typically rehearse for? Like, you start at what time, maybe go till what time?
We start at 11 a.m. Sometimes, you know, people come in a little earlier before that to work on music, you know, by themselves within the space or for costume fittings. And then we usually go till about 7 o'clock, never past 7, but sometimes we'll finish earlier if we're moving at a good pace.
Yeah, so you got a full day getting ready for this. And, you know, yeah. Bryce, this is one of those shows. So Ragtime the Musical, I've always heard about it. I've never seen it. And that might be true for a lot of people. I don't think the show has played here in a very long time. Could you tell us a little bit about the show?
Sure. And, you know, I also have to confess, I have never seen it live either. And, you know, the first time I actually, you know, saw it in some capacity was the bootleg online. And that was in preparation for doing the show. You know, you listen to the music and it's, you know, set in the early 1900s. And we follow three storylines. We follow three families, essentially. We follow an immigrant, a Jewish immigrant, and we follow a sort of wealthy white family in New Rochelle. And then we follow the Harlem experience. We follow a black couple in Harlem and just see how their lives are all sort of pressured by different struggles of the time period and how they cross. They all come together and cross paths in very interesting ways that you wouldn't expect. Very much like in today, you know, we have this melting pot society. We have so many different types of people, and it broadens your perspective of the world when you get to interact with different folks from different walks of life. And that is what the show is really about.
And I feel like that's the mark of such a great show where you don't just walk away going, oh, that was awesome, and you never think about it again, but you look at your own life and you see how maybe something you learned watching the show applies to that. And did you feel, Bryce, with this one, that even though it's set so long ago, over 100 years ago, that there's so much that's relevant for us today?
It's kind of overwhelming how relevant the show is still today. I think you know, the more we work on the material, the more the cast and I kind of look at each other like, wow, that actually really hits pretty close to home. And I think socially and politically, you'll find a lot of parallels to what is going on today in the world and in America in particular. And it's fascinating to see how art can resonate, you know, through time. It is eye-opening, and it does, you know, it does initiate many discussions. I think we're always talking about, you know, what the show means to us and how we are inspired by the show to just go out and I guess embrace diversity and embrace, you know, into everyone's different struggles as our own. You know, there's a way to connect with everyone.
And what about your character specifically, Sarah? What do you love about playing her?
Oh, I've loved Sarah before I even knew what the show was about, before I could even, before I even really could comprehend the beauty of the show. I just loved the music. And in high school, I ended up performing Sarah's big solo, Your Daddy's Son. And again, I had no connection to Sarah and what she was going through in high school at all. But the music just captivated me. And in college, I got to work on the solo again. And now getting to really flesh out the character and, you know, work on her other material throughout the show and the scenes. I love how strong she is. She's gone through a lot. She's been heartbroken. She's been abandoned by a man that she loves and left with, you know, his child. And it's all very heavy. It's all very dramatic. And she does break, you know, she's human. She finds her voice and she finds her strength. I love material that challenges me to show a character's lowest point and then their highest point, and make it feel realistic, make the progression feel authentic.
And what an incredible arc just in your own life, singing her song as a high schooler and now being on stage at the Pasadena Playhouse, this legendary theater that has, you know, such a great legacy, a great history.
It's so special to me because it really is just that, looking back in my past and realizing, oh my gosh, I've been singing some of this material, you know, for years now, and all this time, and now full circle, you know, I'm here and I get to perform it professionally. And, you know, I think back to how I sounded when I first started singing this material. Oh my gosh.
I thought you sounded great.
It's light years different than where I was before. And it's nice also to hear that, you know, that growth within myself. And it definitely a milestone for me, Pasadena Playhouse. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing a show here, but I've auditioned for this theater a few times. And now to be able to just be a part of this community, and really community in every sense of the word, it's just like a family here, and it's so beautiful to be a part of.
That's so wonderful. Well, one more quick question. I know you guys are right in the middle of the rehearsals and you probably want to eat some lunch before you guys get back to it, but growing up on the West Coast, and then I was looking at your bio, you were part of the Book of Mormon national tour, so you have performed all over. What do you love, or is there anything you love about performing for audiences here in LA and around Southern California?
It's so fun because when I'm on the West Coast and particularly in California, I can just invite all of my family and friends and they can all show up. And it's so nice, you know, on tour or if I'm doing something in New York, you know, it's very difficult to have, you know, familiar faces in the audience, say from, you know, the acting community. And so here it's, you know, the acting community that I've, you know, been a part of in LA, but it's also family from Northern California and, you know, friends from back home and everything that get to come and support and be a part of, this journey with me. And that's so nice, to have that experience here.
Well, we can't wait to go. My podcast partner, Will, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And we're so excited a great run for Ragtime, the musical. And I was excited to see you before, but especially after talking to you, it sounds like, wow, this is a role that you could just really sink your teeth into. And I know you're going to be amazing. So Bryce Charles, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us here on West of Broadway.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. I appreciate it.
And there you have it. That was Lara's interview with Bryce Charles, starring in the Pasadena Playhouse's production of Ragtime the Musical, opening on February 5th and playing through to March 3rd. Tickets are available on PasadenaPlayhouse.org. We hope you enjoyed this mini-episode of West of Broadway, and we encourage you to check out our other episodes on westofbroadwaypodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for now. On behalf of the wonderful Lara Scott, I'm Will Armstrong, reminding you that if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.